Okay, I need your help. I want to be dressed up like you guys, but I don't know which mask to choose, so which one should I pick?
Yeah.
This one? Which one do you like? I know which one you like. You like that one or this one? No? Okay, so you guys say this one? So this is the one they pick, people. So, let's see. Ta-da. How's that look? Look alright? I blend in with the kids? Hey. Good, thanks. For you all, I love your reading on your shirt today. Okay, where did I put my little notepad? Ah, there we go. Okay. Pastor April did some real good research for me before she left and told me some very good things about what you guys are going to be collecting for. Did you know with 2 nickels and 6 pennies, you can provide pencils for a child overseas for a full year to go to school? And then with 2 quarters, you can provide an immune shot so a child won't get polio and become sick. Now, those and other things are what happens when you guys go and you collect money for UNICEF. Back in 1957, when they did the first UNICEF collection, it was done in Philadelphia. The amount of money the kids raised, now you have to understand, back then, you know, everybody didn't have a lot of money. They collected $17. It may not sound like much, but that was the first group that ever done that. Now, with all the kids around the world who are collecting, and this is just coming from Change, we are able to help provide over $188 million to kids around the world so they can have school supplies, they can get immune shots, and things to help them throughout their lives. So what you're going to be doing is you will get one of these boxes. If you haven't gotten one already, I know you already had 2 and filled them up, didn't you? And all you guys out there, pull out your change. I got mine right here ready for them to come around. You're going to go out and you're going to say, trick or treat for UNICEF. And you're going to fill up your box and turn them into D. And we can turn in for the church of what we're going to supply for kids who are don't have the things that we have. All right? So let's put our hands together for a quick prayer. There you go. Dear God, we ask that you bless each and every child here. We ask that you let their hearts be open to not just the cares here, but the cares around the world. Let their collection boxes be filled not only with money, but with the love and grace that you have stored in their hearts and in their minds. We ask that you bless them in your name, in your son's name. Amen.